it's really interesting for me about, you know, of course, with Frankie and Kevin, we all celebrated Randy Rhoads' memory while we played together in Quiet Riot. As a matter of fact, the first album, Mental Health, is dedicated to Randy. The song Thunderbird is a song that that Kevin wrote for Randy when Randy left the band to join Ozzy. And then later on, there's a story attached to it, but just in a nutshell, Frankie, Carlos, Kevin, and myself, we recorded that song as a tribute to Randy's memory for what became the Mental Health record. So we always celebrate the legacy and the memory of those that have passed on within Quiet Riot, within the show. As a matter of fact, when Frankie was with us, he would always have like a moment during the show. And I'm actually doing the same thing. I right before Thunderbird, I say a few words to the audience, you know, to give them a sense of what they're about to hear. It's not just another song, because I've been doing some, you know, interviews, and people ask me about, you know, being back in Quiet Riot. And the best way I can describe it is it's a consciousness. It's a consciousness, a belief system. I know consciousness sounds a little vague, but it's really a belief system. When I first joined Quiet Riot, I found the band that collectively everybody believed in the same thing. Not only where are we going, how are we going to get there, and also our taste in music and our presentation, you know. And that is something that I even experienced once the band ceased to exist, when Randy left Quiet Riot, it ceased to exist when Randy left to join Ozzy. And then later I joined Ozzy. I found that consciousness again with Randy. You know, I mean, if you look at the Blizzard of Oz, you know, when Tommy Aldridge and I were there, the band Blizzard of Oz, Ozzy's band, you know, you have two guys from Quiet Riot at each side of Ozzy. And which is ironic, because just a couple of years or 3 years before that, we were being totally neglected by the local music industry in Los Angeles. And then all of a sudden, we're on this, you know, part of this group. Randy had recorded those two incredible records, Blizzard and Diary of a Madman. And I mean, of course, you know, there's certain dynamics that happened that were different. You know, Randy found himself in a different situation once he started playing with Ozzy, because now Ozzy has the record deal, and Ozzy told him, you know, just write what comes natural to you. Whereas when Randy was in Quiet Riot, we were just trying to please the labels, the record labels. So we were in a little box, and this really freed Randy musically to take, you know, to explore and to become the Randy that everybody knows today, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, Randy Rhoads, rather than the local guitar hero. Yeah!